Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, all your football, 8 minutes rapid fire, brought to you by a man wearing a sexual chocolate t-shirt. Does it get any better? David, music. Hey, David, can I lead with something that Rico and I were just talking about off air? It's football related. No, okay. Hijack. Shamar Stewart, Bengals first round pick. We talked about this yesterday. The Bengals are trying to screw with the contract, take away or be able to void future guaranteed money. Mind you, that's not in last year's first round pick or the year prior's first round pick contract. He has left camp.
Mm-hmm.
What are the Bengals doing?
It's almost like they're trying to sabotage their own team. I don't know what the end game is, but they're doing a damn good job of ticking off every player. I'm just waiting for Joe Burrow to say, enough. I can't do this anymore.
Say the words, I want to be a New York Giant. All right, David, whatever you had planned.
Oh, actually, it's me.
You're doing it today?
You're not wearing
the sexual chocolate shirt?
I know.
All right, well, then over to the man in the Caribbean green shirt.
All right, Mike, David, Kenny, let's have a little fun. Let's do the top 20 NFL players' jersey sales. That ended in February 28th. So no rookies.
Okay.
No rookies on here.
All right.
Everybody from last year, the top 20.
And we're guessing?
I'll give them to you, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to guess some of them.
All right, Kenny, go first.
I've already seen the two lines that are on this list, so I will abstain from those guesses.
Well, thank you for telling us how many lines are on the list.
Or the less than
Kenny,
three.
Just go out there. Just go.
But I will abstain from that. Give me Saquon Barkley. He had a monster year. There's no way he's not near the top.
Yes, Saquon Barkley is on the list.
Okay. Over to the man who's actually wearing the sexual chocolate t-shirt.
I'm going to go with Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow is on the list. He's at 14.
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes on the list at number two. Kenny, you're number one. Saquon Barkley has usurped Patrick Mahomes as the number one jersey.
Give me Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts at number three.
Over,
good job, fellas.
Over to Hatchet Man.
Little Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce.
Say no.
Beep, boop, boop.
Say no.
Boop, 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 boop.
Say no.
Number 11.
Damn it.
Come on, man. He's got the backing of the Swifties.
I can't stand him. All right, Josh.
But the fact that he's 11.
Josh Allen. Bills Mafia.
Josh Allen and Bills Mafia? Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Number six.
Okay, this is good. Like, you don't want to be the one to drop the egg here. This is exciting. We all have two. Over to Kenneth.
I don't like this at all. Give me C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud. Kenny keeps it going. He passed the potato.
Oh, no.
Over to David all at right. number five. Well, Kenny at 1, 3, and 5 right
Since
now.
Since you did not guess Lions, I am going to guess St. Brown as a Lion.
St. Brown is on the list at number 8.
Okay. All right. Big Truz, Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
No.
Barely made it.
Oh, thank God.
at number 18.
I don't want to drop the egg.
Jackson.
All right, over to Kenny.
I remember David. David, your kid really liked this guy, Jay Jettis. What do they call him?
Jay Jettis.
That's the one. Justin Jefferson.
One more time, Kenny.
Yeah, nope. Kenny, could you be whiter, please?
You get no more from me.
Justin Jefferson. I really like this Jay Jettis.
Kids these days really like.
I was watching the
Cindy, Jay Jettis
I was watching that BET Awards.
They say.
Jay Jettis, they say.
That Jay Jettis guy on the BET Awards. Yes.
I thought his name was Jefferson. Justin.
Justin Jefferson, number 10.
Over to David.
I'm going to go with his college teammate, Chase.
Chase? David?
Did he drop the egg?
No.
Just dropped
the egg.
No.
Yes, the pressure's off.
Ja'Marr Chase is not there. No.
We're all losers, but you're the biggest loser. Okay. We've only guessed one lion, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean,
this is bad.
Is it that hard?
All right, Aiden Hutchinson. Okay. I'm sorry. I wanted to put some thought into it.
Yes.
Jay Jettis.
Kenny.
Give me TJ Watt.
That's a good one.
TJ Watt.
No, he's not on there.
What team does he play for, Kenny?
He's not on there.
What team does he play for?
Pittsburgh.
No, he meant TJ Watt.
I mean, it would be funny if like we actually had a Steeler fan here who would have picked him.
Yes. I said TJ
he's,
Watt.
Kenny, he's on there.
Oh, good. All right.
There you go. Kenny, welcome.
Before Chase over Watt is a good guess, though. Come on now.
I'm not mad at you for the guess. I just had doubts there'd be two Bengals. It's a tiny market. But how many available players are left before David guesses?
And by the way, Chase was 34.
Dang.
Available players. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. 9 available players, guys.
There'll be 8 now because it'll be Jaden Daniels.
It will be Jaden Daniels. Correct, David, with nice Jaden Daniels, number 4. So we now have the top 5 of Saquon Barkley, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, C.J. Stroud, Josh Allen at 4, Josh Allen at 6, Aiden Hutchinson at 7, Amon-Ra at 8. We don't have number 9.
See, I'm trying to move towards defensive players, and I got to. All right.
Let me help you out with this, Mike. There is just one defensive player left in the top 20.
Thank you. All right, I'll go.
You need a hint?
No. Okay. They didn't get hints. I don't deserve one. Let me go with an offensive player off board. This is where I drop the egg. Ready? Mike Evans.
Yes, you drop the egg.
Damn.
Oh.
I figured legacy record, player.
Yeah. He's 39.
That's no good. All right, David, I'm joining you in the gulag. We're losers.
How am I the one that came out of this alive?
Because sometimes even idiots prosper.
All right. Well, should have seen the rake 10 feet in front of me right there.
Hey, now.
You said there was only one
player? There's only one defensive player left.
Who's the best that we've... Micah Parsons?
That's what I was going to guess if I didn't
Micah
do that.
Parsons,
nice job.
Yeah. Micah Parsons.
Yeah. You deserve
Micah
it.
Micah Parsons at 9. Justin Jefferson at 10. Travis Kelce at 11.
All right. You want to roll through the rest of these?
Sure.
Go ahead.
At number 12, Jordan Love.
Okay.
I'm genuinely surprised.
I am too.
I really am.
Well, you know what? Let's stay in the division. At number 13, Caleb Williams.
Whoa.
He's right. Number 1 pick, huge market, quarterback starved. All the idiots ran out and bought the jersey.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
It's a bad job by you and me. That's what this boils down to.
So we already got Joe Burrow at 14. At 15, Mike, your comeback player of the year or first guy to get injured on the first snap of the year? Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny is I guess I just never think of him. Like in running back land, I would think Bijan or Jahmyr Gibbs. Like you don't. CMC's great, but he's been around so long, it's almost like fatigue. Where did he come in on the list?
15. Right ahead of TJ Watt. At number 17, wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, Cowboys. Yes, Cowboys. Yep.
Would Dak have made this list or no?
Dak did not make this list. Matter of fact, let's see. Dak came in at 33.
Man, if your wide receiver makes it and you don't as a quarterback of the Cowboys, that tells you quite a lot, doesn't it?
At number 18 was Lamar Jackson.
Big Truss.
At number 19, Mike, I will drop the brisket at your house if you get this one.
Is this a Giant? No. No one's buying Dexter Lawrence's jersey.
No.
Okay.
At 19,
it's Malik Nabers?
Brock Purdy.
Damn it. Why would
Brock
any
Purdy? Well,
you know what? I hate this. Okay.
And at number 20,
say it.
It's the Detroit Lion.
There's a third? I thought there were two. Jahmyr Gibbs.
I was wrong. Yeah, it's got to be Jahmyr.
Yes, I'm back.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Wow.
Honorable mention at 21, Bo Nix. 22, Jared Goff. Jared Goff.
I don't think we did that bad.
At 23, Max Crosby. 24, A.J. Brown. 25, Tyreek Hill.
Guys, I think we did okay. Kenny did the best. A lot of Kenny.
Kenny got 1, 3, and 5.
He didn't get any wrong.
Kenny, possibly the greatest. All right, and that is your football today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, David, a couple of the ticket texts. We'll get back into the Scooble stuff if you missed any of that. He made a big media appearance. We had a lot to talk about. I think it's interesting. It's fun. So, David, the ticket text, though, whether it's Scooble, the trade targets, or Kenny's ability to nail the top 20 jersey sales.
Yeah, someone says, great job, Kenny. You killed him in that game.
Kenny was phenomenal. You found your new future.
Yeah, he got 1, 3, and 5. So, yeah.
Toronto is in a playoff spot. Would they sell Bo Bichette? I want him, but would they sell him?
It comes down to whether the team's going to continue to play this crazy level of baseball. I mean, right. Look, they've gotten hot. I don't think this is who they are. this is where the deadline being far away, you got to sit and wait.
Yeah, if they catch fire the way like the Tigers finished the season last year, no. But if all of a sudden you find out that this was just a mirage and they stink this year, yeah, you got a great chance.
The Tigers aren't winning a World Series with this team, so I'd rather get four or five guys for Scooble now. Hans, the Uber driver. 100% yes, I would sign him. If you don't sign him, this could turn back into another Justin Verlander, and we'll be kicking ourselves because of what JV was after he left Detroit. That is a Sean in White Lake. No, 10 years is too much. I'm with VA, 5 at $250. Nope, that's not being offered on this. Not being offered. Rico makes a great point here. Can extend Scooble. They need to go all in to win now if you can't extend him. Yes, even if he's terrible, the last 3 years of the contract, $40 million per year will be nothing at that point in time. That is from
Jeff. That's a fair point.
Since I'm not allowed to alter the terms.
No, you are not.
Do it. He says, do it. He might not be elite at the end of the deal, but so what? Do the deal now.
Okay. Listen, I mean, we can continue with it. I don't care. It's fine. I mean, it's a huge thing, and he's pitching tonight, and everyone's excited. And look, every time he pitches, it's turned into not must-see JV. I mean, that was different. Verlander was out there on a nightly basis. He felt like he was going to either complete the game or throw a no-hitter.
Right. But I think the first time he threw a no-hitter was yesterday or today. I saw that newspaper headline out there. So, yeah, it was, okay, is this another no-hitter? He hasn't reached that
point
yet.
But it's approached the modern version of it where it's like Scooble's pitching, you're watching. Scooble's pitching, you're winning.
Right. I mean, I guess the best you could say is, will he get a complete game? Will he get to 100 pitches?
It's tough because when you throw out a contract like that, I know there would have to be – there would have to be outs. There would have to be things. But, yeah, 10 at 400. That's what was tossed out. They said 10 at 425.
Right, but I got to think most of the outs are going to favor him because, as you said, he's in the driver's seat right now. So,
look,
the contract's going to favor the Scooble camp.
Look, it's easy for me to say. It's not my money, but what would I do? Look, if you don't want to deal the term, that's fine. Just pay more. And I know. It is.
That's not in the parameters.
I know. I know that. I'm keenly aware. But we were just talking about it. We could play the audio for you. If you got a call today from Scott Boras that it was 10 at 400 to sign Scooble, yes or no? It's a yes or no conversation. And that's really all it. And I totally see both sides. We've had a number of people call in and say, yes, pay the man his money. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm in my feelings. Other people have said, I love the guy. I want to keep him. I'm never paying a pitcher a 10-year deal. And look, on the heels of what just happened with Job, Scooble's already had Tommy John. Scooble has already had the surgery for that flexor tendon. Mm-hmm. So there is the other side of it, guys. And I understand if people say no. And they go, look, I love him. We're going to keep him for 2 years. I know I'm going to lose him for nothing. But we're going to go all in the next couple of years to win the World Series. That's not a bad plan either. But it comes down to what you want as fans. And again, here's the other thing. And this is part of what Rico and I have discussed today. It comes down to what, and none of us know, what type of franchise are you going to be moving forward? Mm-hmm. Look, if you have a payroll the Yankees, the Mets, the Dodgers, man, that's in the atmosphere. That's not realistic. I would never make that ask of this franchise. It'd be inappropriate. You know, $320 million payroll. You don't care you pay a pitcher $40 million. But your payroll right now is $140 million. So you're talking about 30% of your payroll be one guy.
See, I think if you brought, let's just say you signed him to that deal, you almost are going to have to bring in another starter to go along with him because he can't be your only arm for the next 10 years. You're going to wear this poor man out.
Well, that's the whole point. The payroll will have to go a certain place. It'll have to get bigger. It's complicated. And look, here's the one thing I would say to you. The way Scott Harris has built this thing and what he's done with the farm system, which has largely been great, you're going to have so many of these ball players that you're paying in Coney certificates. You don't have to pay any of these people. Fair. So you offset it. All right, if Scooble makes 40, well, Meadows doesn't have to make any money till I think 29. Carpenter. Torkelson, Mize. You start going down the list. Then okay, well then Max Clark's here, McGonigal's here, Briseno's here.
So now you just hit the reset button for another 7 years.
Yeah, basically you start going, all right, listen, it's like the Oprah show. You get a Honda. Okay, every player, if I just start subtracting off of Scooble and I go, all right, well that's as if he makes five and he makes five and pretty soon Scooble makes $5. You could do it that way.
You know what? When you put it that way, it seems more doable.
But I do subscribe to what you're saying. You pitch him the next 2 years. You go all in. You give it a real honest try to win the World Series, and you just say no. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, all these pitchers, man, they're all getting hurt all the time. I mean, look at what Arizona just had happen. They signed Corbin Burns, and he died. He just blew out. The Yankees signed Gerrit Cole. Mm-hmm. He blew out. I don't know.
He didn't even make it to the regular season.
Thank you. No, that's okay. No. Please finish hitting me with the bus.
Here's some good
news.
Don't
even hit the brakes. Pretend it's the movie Speed with Keanu Reeves.
Hey,
you got to keep it above 50.
Hey, you know what? We did the, I forgot. Malik Nabers. He was 36. There you go.
I don't care. Trade him too. All right. 248-539-9797. Go to Carl. 97.1. Carl, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
So I heard an analogy today, and I can't even take credit for it, but it's about the Scooble contract ordeal. And an old-timer was saying that I want you to think of this as a car purchase. You got your Lamborghini on a lot, and it's listed for full price. Well, the other Lamborghini that's sitting right next to it is listed as refurbished. For the same price. Are you going to go ahead and are you pay that refurbished price at the max deal? And honestly, with the two surgeries, you got to kind of look at it the same way. Are you going to go ahead and pay full price for that refurbished Lamborghini? It's a great ride,
but
I don't know if it's going to go ahead and last you the length of the time that you want it.
No, Carl, here's what it boils down to. You're getting peak Clayton Kershaw right now from Scooble. Right. And that lasted 7 years. You've already used one of those seven, and you're in year two of that, which means he would need to be this for the next five. Well, if you're signing for 10, in essence, you're paying $80 million a pop. I hear you loud and clear.
What do you think his actual value really is?
I get what you're saying, Carl, but I guess in your analogy, you got a brand new, I'm hoping top of the line, rebuilt engine in there that maybe will last you 10 years.
You know, Carl.
You're going to take that chance for $400 million?
No, I wouldn't. No.
See? I mean, that's the pro and con of this.
But I was the one.
I think a lot of fans are tossed up right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the whole 10-year thing. It wasn't an option, but I said five. But 10 years is just way too much time because especially you're going to – he would have to sign it today. And at that point, I'm hoping to just get 5 years out. And the other last 5 years, man, you're gonna see him as a shell of himself, I believe. Now let's hope that he defies logic and he becomes that guy. But I don't think so.
I think a lot of it just comes down to payroll and what you're gonna do with it, what direction you're gonna go. I don't know, man. Look, to me, it's simple. I know we're not doing this topic. But the best way to do it would be, you incur a higher AAV and try to shorten term and see if you can get something done. But if I'm repping Scooble, I understand the risks. And I understand he's not a young man anymore. He's approaching 30. He's not there yet, but he's approaching. I'm trying to get him his entire career in one deal, $400 million. Like, that's the job of the agent. And I they've done a good job. It's not being negotiated in public. Would I love to know what they've offered? Of course I would. But it doesn't benefit the Tigers. Scott Harris came on these airwaves and said the same thing, and he's 100% right. It doesn't benefit them to do that publicly unless you made an offer you can stand on. Like, you're standing on your business.
Yeah.
Like, if it came out the Tigers offered five at 250 and he said no, oh, no, I'd have that offer out there.
Yeah, I was going to say what?
100%.
I was going to say like six at 270. You get 45 a year.
David?
Oh, man. His pitching motion is so rigorous. He's great, and you can't use his pitching style against him, but you should be mindful of this, so I say no. The longest term I would do is 8 at 335. 10 years, Can't do 10 years whatsoever. Bulletproof the team and roll the dice on Scoobal. Don't hamstring the team. Yes, you have to sign him.
All right, we'll go over to Jerry, and then we'll move on. We got a couple other things to take care of today. Jerry, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How about you guys?
Good.
First, I have to do kudos. I called in an hour ago to complain about that Lake Orion commercial, and it got changed. Did you realize that?
I don't know what commercial you're referring to, but I'm glad we could make your day better.
With some music festival, with some Red Hot Chili Peppers tribute band and stuff. And it keeps saying Lake Orion. I'm like, so I called in and it got changed. So anyway.
Okay.
You're a mover and shaker, Jerry.
I wish. Then I would sign Scrubble. So if I'm a mover and shaker, I would do it. Because to me, I think with starting pitching, it's not like they fade out as much as they're going to be a period where they lose time for like another injury, right? They still could be good. You're just going to lose them for 2 years in the middle, right?
I mean, look, if you use them for 2 years and you lose the player, you're also committing that money to other places, right? You're gonna have the best pitcher in baseball the next 2 years. You're going to give it a roll. It would, Jerry, if you don't sign him, you got to be aggressive at the deadline and in the offseason, and we're going to make two big runs at this. That's the only way that works.
But if you can rip up his current contract and sign him today, I'd do it.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's part of the conversation, and it's... The sooner,
$40 million in 5 years is like a midline starter.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, look, there's still a big gap here. There's about five guys in baseball that are making north of 30, and then the next highest is 27 or 26. I can pull the figures. I mean, Jerry, I wouldn't go that far.
Who's the next big guy other than Scoobal that's going to get signed? I'm just curious.
I'd have to look.
Like, what's the next benchmark?
I'd have to look. I'm being totally sincere.
Well, probably Skeens, right? Probably Skeens.
They've got Skeens for seven more years.
Yeah.
They don't have to do anything. See, that's now, Jerry, what teams can do, and this is the problem. You saw, this is a terrible example because the guy got some terrible charges filed against him, but like what the Rays did with Wander Franco. They signed him to a 10-year deal, gave him his money to a way lesser extent. It's what you did with Colt Keith. What do you do with young pitchers? Well, I don't know what Pirates are going to do besides lose. But you could sign Skeens, and he's out for two of the years because he's almost assuredly going to find a Tommy John underneath his Christmas tree at some point,
you
right?
You think so? Yeah.
Look at the sport.
No, you're right.
I don't know what you would do.
You're right.
All right.
I guess you trade him to Detroit for
there it is.
Bag of conies.
We'll get to some other business. 97.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One. Okay. We'll get back into the Scooble stuff in a little bit. I wanted to just ask this one question. And you tell this is, it's so interesting to me, Rico. The odds for the World Series are out, and you have it a good way, value or disrespect. The Tigers' odds, now you know what they are, so I can't ask you. Kenny, do you know what they are?
What they are.
Then I'm just going to say them. Here we go. So look, the Dodgers are your favorite at plus 250. I don't think anybody could take offense to that. It's the, okay, Dodgers. Yankees are plus 500, which means they are favored ahead of you in the American League. Mets plus 850. The Tigers are the fourth team at plus 900. Is it disrespect that you are not favored ahead of the Yankees, despite having a better record?
Best record in baseball.
Or do you just view this as like something, wow, that's a sick value. They're way undervalued. So is it disrespect, or do you think that that's actually appropriate?
The Jim Costa value.
Do you? I don't have a problem with this on June 12th.
I don't.
No, I don't think this team should be the overwhelming favorite right now.
I look at this as value, because when you look at those other teams, they have the one thing that we're begging for the Tigers to get. That's the star power. You have a star, and you got a bunch of good players. They have stars. With a Z.
Stars.
So, no, at fourth, at plus 900, yeah, this is value to me, because when I look at those other teams, I could see a World Series path for them, for the Tigers. That doesn't involve a lot of luck. For the Tigers, it seems to be more luck. Now, can they continue the way they do, the unpredictability? We'll see. But at plus 900, if you're a Tigers fan, yeah, this is where I would jump in and say, go ahead and take that chance. But I do think that those other three teams right now, if I had to put money on it, that one of those three would end up winning the World Series. I would go value.
Okay. I don't term it as disrespect, Kenny, David. I mean, look, I totally understand if you're like, but we're the best in the AL. Guys, it's June 12th. And I still think you have a lot to prove for a lot longer. And it's okay if you're an underdog to the Yankees. It doesn't mean it's disrespect. I just thought it was interesting. Look, if you're so confident about it, feel free to run out and bet it. Do whatever you like. Kenny, how did you take it?
Can I say neither disrespect or value? Because I don't think that as long as the Dodgers are there with all of their star power, I can't even think about betting the Tigers. So I don't think it's value, but I also don't think it's disrespect, because we're not at the trade deadline yet. We don't know what this team is going to look like after the trade deadline. You know, you got guys like Javi cooling off. Like, 900 kind of makes sense. To me, I don't take it as disrespectful at all.
So you're saying it's right where it needs to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have a huge issue with it.
I also, but if you had to pick either or, which is it?
I guess value, because maybe they do something crazy at the deadline, put themselves over the top. Maybe they get Bo Bichette and a reliever, and then we're all...
But isn't it fair to say they have to do something to be the favorite?
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
More than just who you beat in April and May.
It's all the star power. Look at the Dodgers and Yankees. I mean, that amount of star power, you would need to overcome that.
Look, here's the Yankees' problem, right? If you want to make the case the Tigers should be favored over the Yankees, here's what I would say. No, I can't take Aaron Judge and Goldschmidt out of the order. But hear me when I say this. If you look at the other seven human beings who hold a baseball bat, the team's hitting 220. And Aaron Judge cannot power you to a World Series by himself. It doesn't matter what he's doing right now. Can't happen. One, it's not that type of sport. The pitching is also a little bit of a train wreck. But the Yankees simply outscore you. Now, what Kenny said, this is the point. The Yankees are going to go and make every move necessary, because if you don't win the World Series in New York, you're trash. It's a different market.
So would it be fair to say, using your analogy, that Judge and Scooble would cancel each other out. I don't think you can just win a World Series with Scooble. He'll need help. You can't just win a World Series with Judge. He's going to need help.
So you cancel them out,
and then you look at the remainder of the two teams?
No, because here's the one problem. Like, what does a batter have to do to outright win you two games in a seven-game series? I mean, what, you have four RBIs each night? Like, if a pitcher goes out and gives you seven scoreless, I don't know. That's tricky. I mean, it's fascinating,
right,
but it's
tricky.
Right,
but I mean, if he gets the timely hit, he knocks in three runs.
Wait, Judge with a timely hit in the playoffs? You got to be kidding me.
I knew it was coming.
When did that happen?
Every now and then you say things and you just want to do this and grab it back.
I know you do.
I knew it.
Okay. But go, you know, I don't have a problem with it.
No, it makes total sense to me because right now, I get it. Tigers are where they are right now. But right now, I would, yes, say the Dodgers and the Yankees are going to see each other again in the World Series. Based on what you do at the deadline, even more so, they're going to see each other. Now, we'll see what else we do to get us closer to the Yankees.
And then even worst case scenario, David, is you would have to go through the Yankees in order to get to the Dodgers.
Correct. You're right. Oh, my.
I almost wonder, does it cancel itself out, though? Let's say the Yankees go out and get a big arm, you know, a big name, whatever, and then we go out and get Bo Bichette. I feel like we've gained no ground by doing that. I think you will make a big move at the deadline, and if we don't get Bo, we're plus 1,000. We're plus more than 1,000 at that point. Because we're not even getting out of the AL if that's the case.
No, I mean, look, there's such a long way to go. Baseball's a strange game. But I think the odds are interesting because as you sit here today, you do have to begin factoring in what does your competition do. You know, if all of a sudden the Yankees go get Chris Sale and a bullpen arm, that looks a little different, doesn't it? Well, what if you're the ones who knock? What if you go out and bring in an Aroldis Chapman or bring in a Finnegan? You bring in a Bo Bichette or a Eugenio Suarez. Look, this is why, to Rico's point, no matter what you do with Scooble, you gotta. It's an arms race. Like, you think the Dodgers are going to sit around? They're not.
No.
The Mets, the Yankees. Like, if you want to be in that club, and right now with your record, you deserve to be in that club. Yeah, next 6 weeks. These trade topics they're fun, but they're also very relevant. Because, no, I don't believe as currently constituted you can win a World Series. I don't believe you'll do that. That's not an insult.
No.
I have a hard time believing in a seven-game series you're beating the Dodgers as currently put together. But you're also missing some pitchers. Maybe they come back and they're awesome. I don't know.
See, I just thought it was interesting because you're with the best record that you have, but Vegas is saying, but I still think you're the fourth best team, odds-wise. So,
248-539-9797. David, any of the ticket texts? And then we'll, no, you're good. We'll move on. David's telling me we're over time. Thank you for being responsible. I'm not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.